Hey, Christ Legacy family, I am obviously not standing in our sanctuary today. I'm about a mile north, just north of 122nd on Morgan Road, and you might be able to see right behind me, there is about four or five power lines down, and it keeps us from safely being able to gather together in our facility and have church this morning. But as I was looking at these down power lines, I realized something, that these power lines, they're designed to bring electricity to our building, but they don't bring us power as the church. That's the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that even though we don't have electricity, we will still have power because we are Christ's church. Amen. You know, I'm reminded as we're driving back towards the church that that something that Jesus said, you know, where two or three are gathered together, he's right there in the midst of us. And I am so grateful that the church isn't a building. I'm grateful that we are the church. As we come back, I remember something about the Bible. Whenever people were persecuted, they had to scatter. And there was no church building. As a matter of fact, for the first 300 years, people didn't gather together in church buildings. They gathered together in homes and borrowed rooms and outside by the river. They had church wherever they went. This is kind of a new thing that Christians go to a church. Well, new thing. But I want you to know this, that our church was never meant to be about a building. It was always meant to be about people. And you, right where you are, you're the church. As a matter of fact, the church isn't about an address at all. It's about you and Christ in you and your family and all those who God has sent you to be the church to. You know, man, I love our church. I love our building. Whenever I look at this building, I am reminded about so much that's happened here. You know, people have gotten married. We've had people baptized. We've had people dedicated. We've had people that have had all sorts of things that have been, that they've recovered from. It's a great place. But the building is just a building if Christians aren't in it. As a matter of fact, as wonderful as this building is that I love, if we leave it, it's just another building. That means that God's church is something more special. God's church is you and me. And so before we open God's word together, I want to invite you to come in with me. Let's go to worship together.
Wow, praise God, worship team. Thank you so much. You know, the truth of the matter is that right now, as I speak, 36,000 customers don't have electricity. This church doesn't have electricity, but I want you to know that this church still has power. Come on, somebody say amen to that. Let me take a moment and pray for you. Heavenly Father, I love you and I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord. All of what you're doing in us right now, Lord, I pray that you would be with all of those that are affected, Lord, by the power outage, Lord, all the families that are trying to figure out how to keep their food frozen or cold, all the people that are trying to figure out how to keep those babies inside the home when it's hot, all those people that are trying to figure out what to do with their plans, Lord, it has been disruptive for us. But Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you'd be with them, send your presence with them. I pray, God, that the power would be restored. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that all of this would happen to bring you glory and honor. Lord, the truth is that there's people out there that are having issues and circumstances in their life that have nothing to do with the loss of power. Lord, perhaps it's a financial constraint on their life, or a relational issue in their marriage or their family, Lord, or work issue. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd be with each and every one of this church, Lord, right now, wherever they may be, and whoever may be listening to my voice right now. Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, would be there, Lord, providing strength and encouragement. Lord, that it would bring healing, Lord, to the bodies that are hurting. Lord, it would bring healing to the marriages and the relationships. It would bring healing to the finances. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we look for what you're going to do in this day. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Hey, listen, I am so grateful and thankful to be here with you. You know, the truth of the matter is that this is not the first time the church schedule has been disruptive. If you want to understand what I mean, you can go to the book of Acts chapter 1 or chapter 8, starting in verse 1. You can find out that at that time, Stephen had been martyred. And Saul was a big part of it. As a matter of fact, he was leading it. And at that time, the whole church faced an incredible issue. They were scattered because of all the persecution. And what was interesting, though, about that moment is that what should have ended the church right there in that day, it didn't. As a matter of fact, what it did is it pushed out everybody. And everywhere they went, they began to spread the gospel. They began to minister to those around them everywhere they went. And it's kind of like us today. You know, see, one of the most interesting moments in the early church history happened. And when persecution broke out, it wasn't just that they were scattered. It was that the ministry went out from the church where they were gathered. Everything familiar had changed. But something was wonderful. They didn't stop being the church because they couldn't gather. They simply became the church wherever they went. Sometimes God allows interruptions that remind us what is essential. And today's one of those days. A storm interrupted our plans. It canceled our gathering, but it didn't cancel our mission. Today, your neighborhood is still the mission. Your family is still your ministry. Your workplace is still where you need to go tomorrow on assignment, okay? Your kindness still matters. Your prayer still matters. Your witness still matters. So here's my challenge for you today. Don't just watch church online today, but go out and be the church. Call somebody who may be discouraged because of the storm. Check on an elderly neighbor. Help somebody clear some limbs. Invite somebody out to lunch. Pray with somebody. Open your Bible with your family together. Encourage somebody in the Lord. Because it's not about being simply in a building. You see, we didn't lose power. We are still empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I'm grateful that nothing happened to anybody from what I have heard because of the storm. But I want you to understand that God's power is in us, moving through us. The church still has the power. And with God's help, I'm going to see you back here next Sunday. With God's help, we're going to continue to be the church. We're going to reach out to everybody that we know and love on some people. Come on, somebody. Because I want you to understand, even though this happened and it may have surprised us and changed our plan, God still has a plan and it's at work in your life. Do you believe that? If you believe that, take a step of action. Take a step of faith and love on somebody today. I want you to know that I miss seeing each and every one of you, but I know that God has a purpose and a plan through this moment, and it's perfectly on track. God bless you.